Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the skipper of Donegal's newest pelagic vessel says the industry must fight back after claiming civil servants are bringing the sector to its knees. However, Donegal Senator Niall Blaney says he believes there is a solution there, but it needs calm heads and cooperation to make it work. Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after one of their cars was damaged by a group as it responded to an incident in the Creggan area yesterday. The Health Minister is being criticised for failing to appear before an Oireachtas committee to answer questions on Tony Houlihan's abandoned secondment to Trinity College, and a Killybegs restaurant says it's being forced to close its doors. Later, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with the skipper of Donegal's newest pelagic vessel saying the industry must fight back after claiming civil servants are bringing the sector to its knees. Dennis Carberry brought the Lauren into Killybegs on Friday at the end of its maiden voyage. It was boarded by SFPA officials. He claims he was forced to send his catch of blue whiting to a fishmeal factory at a loss of €55,000 because of the ongoing weighing controversy at Killybegs Harbour. Mr. Carberry believes that fishermen have no other option but to take their plight to the capital and block Dublin Port.
The situation can't go on. Like, we're the most regulated and over-policed industry. It's totally ridiculous what's going on. We're not allowed to land fish between midnight and 8 a.m. in the morning, and the weekends we can't land after 6 p.m. in the evening, and that also flies on holidays. They just seem to throw obstacles in our way all the time. I've landed fish all over Europe and in Norway, and none of these regulations apply anywhere else. And it seems to be that these faceless civil servants, non-elected civil servants, who run the Department of Marine, they just seem to have it out for the fishing industry. I think they just want to close it down completely.
You have suggested that at this point what's necessary is to blockade Dublin Port.
Yep. I can't see any other resolution. The government don't realise we're living on an island. All of the other island nations in the northeast Atlantic and coastal states have thriving fishing industries. They would love to have the resources that we have on our doorstep, but our government just seemed hell-bent on giving everything away.
And that was Dennis Carberry, skipper of the Lauren. Well, earlier today, Father John Joe Duffy issued a direct appeal to the Taoiseach to find a resolution. He says there is clear discrimination against fishermen in Donegal when compared to the way other fishermen are treated across Europe.
I make a direct appeal to the Taoiseach and the government this morning to immediately intervene in this unworkable situation where we see people being denied the right to work. Our quotas are small enough. Irish vessels are only allowed to fish 15% of fish in Irish waters. 85% goes to foreign vessels. I was on the pier in Killybegs some time ago. I saw the fish being landed onto French lorries, Spanish lorries, no check, going back to their home countries. I saw small wooden boats coming into the pier of Killybegs, and there was nothing but fishery officers there that day. No fishery officers there when the foreign vessels were landing. I appeal directly to the Taoiseach and to the government as a whole to take immediate action and do something before it is too late for Killybegs. There seemed to be pointed discrimination against fishermen here in Donegal, and I don't know why that is. But somebody needs to go into that department and sort it out right away.
Father John Joe Duffy there. However, Donegal Senator Niall Blaney says he believes there is a solution there, but it needs calm heads and cooperation to make it work. He believes some of the questions being raised about the government's commitment to the fishing industry are unfair.
I think that's unfair, first of all, because the Killybegs issue is a Killybegs alone issue from the point of view that they spent the last 6 months of last year having everything weighed at the pier. With Minister McConlogue's input, he's got the situation that 10% will be weighed at the pier. Now, there are issues there, but it's going to take calm heads. You know what Mr. McConlogue is infrastructurally for the county, he's very focused, but he's also focused in settling issues like this. I believe there's solutions that can and will be implemented, but it's going to take calm heads, and we met them down there recently. But as a matter of working together, before he can get a final solution to this, we need to overcome the current hurdle. Solutions are there. It's going to take everybody around the table to hammer that out. I believe it's resolvable. It just needs the right focus.
Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogh says over €14 million is to be spent on rejuvenating marine infrastructure in Donegal. Donegal County Council is receiving the funding under the Brexit Adjustment Reserve. 15 projects worth over €16 million in the county are to benefit, including works at Rathmullen Pier, Burton Port and Mahary. €8.8 million has also been included in the package announced today for the construction of a breakwater at Greencastle. However, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin spokesperson on the marine, is asking for clarification if that is the same money that was announced last year or that's extra money on top of the similar amount which was announced in 2021. Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogh says the funding will help support fishing and coastal communities, particularly in the context of the post-Brexit economy.
I was delighted today to announce nationally that there will be 110 projects completed across the country with €32 million of government investment under the Brexit Adjustment Reserve. And under that as well, we'll see 15 projects across Donegal supported, but actually almost half of the national funding will be spent on these projects in Donegal. And we're going to see some very significant projects. So, for example, Rathmullen Pier will get €3.5 million to refurbish the pier and bring it up to standard, a really important project which has been in the offing and required for a number of years now, and that will now be at rest with that significant funding. Also, following through my commitment previously to fund Greencastle Breakwater, there will be just under €9 million from this fund allocated to fund Greencastle Breakwater.
Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after one of their cars was damaged by a group while responding to a crash in the Creggan area. During the incident in the Creggan, a child sustained a head injury and was taken to hospital. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
Police and the ambulance service attended the scene of the crash involving a child in the Kildaff Gardens area of the Creggan at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. As officers were leaving the area, a group of between 20 and 30 individuals, believed to be mostly young people, gathered, many with their faces covered. Criminal damage was caused to the police car by some of those present who threw masonry. No injuries were reported. Sergeant Bennett says the incident is extremely disappointing and says those involved need to stop and think about what they are doing. Anyone with information about who was involved is asked to contact police on 101.
2,240 new COVID-19 cases have been reported today, 1,058 of them confirmed by PCR tests. A further 1,188 people registered positive antigen tests through the HSE portal. As of 8 o'clock this morning, there were 535 COVID-19 patients in hospitals across the country, 43 of them in ICU. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 22 infected patients, 3 of them in intensive care. The Health Minister has been criticised for failing to appear before an Oireachtas committee to answer questions on Tony Holohan's abandoned secondment. Stephen Donnelly had been asked to discuss the CMO's proposed role with Trinity College at the Finance Committee on Wednesday. However, the Minister says he intends to allow an independent review be completed before he addresses any committee. Member of the Finance Committee, Pádraig Tobin, says Minister Donnelly shouldn't be shying away from answering questions.
The Minister himself now using the excuse of a long drawn out process to try and dampen down questions around this. I think the Minister's trying to kick this into touch. It's wrong, and it sets a shocking precedent in the future.
75 new jobs have been announced today for Sligo. Amcor, which develops and produces responsible packaging solutions, is to make a multi-million euro investment at its healthcare packaging plant there. The jobs, which will include machine operators, manufacturing technicians and sales and supply staff, are being advertised from this month. A Killybegs restaurant has been forced to close its doors due to never-ending cost increases. Fusion Bistro has made the decision to cease trading as of next Saturday. Co-owner Linda Boyle says overheads and staff shortages have become unsustainable. She says the decision to close is a sign of the current economic climate.
It's come to a stage where we tried to hold off putting up prices, but we had to put them up because everything has just rocketed, especially since January. At the end of the day, we have a mortgage, we have a family, we know how hard it is, and it's just people don't have the money as much as they want to support you and try their best. The way things are going, especially for somebody like us, it's just casual dining. You're going to have to charge more than what people are really able to pay. At the minute, the day of going out for a spin to pass the days, you know, in the nice weather or whatever, it's just not happening. You can see it on the roads, they're a lot quieter, and you know, it's just become too hard to try and keep going. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can't keep putting yourself in further and further into debt.
The future of turf burning remains a hot topic of debate following news that communities of 500 people or less will be exempt from the proposed ban on the commercial sale of turf. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan has rowed back on his plans following disagreement with the coalition parties. With more detail, here's Aidan Delaney.
Another day, another clarification on the upcoming ban on turf. The issue is fast becoming one of the most controversial topics taken on by this government and one that is causing a rift between the ruling parties. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan now appears to have confirmed that only large distributors of turf will be targeted by regulations in September, and they won't affect rural communities who may share the fuel. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue, says the government are still focused on helping those struggling with their heating costs.
We have to be cognizant of the real backdrop there this year in particular as well in relation to the cost of energy and the fact that turf is still an important source of fuel for many communities, particularly in parts of rural Ireland.
Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, says the move has been another blunder from the Green Party leader.
These are the same communities that not long ago he said should do away with their own motor cars and pool motor cars. When you hear of these sort of suggestions, it shows that he is so far removed from reality.
We're still 5 months away from the proposed legislation coming into effect, and it seems we're still no closer to agreement on the burning topic.
Strike action by members of the United Union is having an impact on council services in Derry and Strabane. The union has informed council that the strike action will continue until next Sunday and then recommence at a minute past midnight on Tuesday, May 3rd until Sunday, May 8th. Refuse collection, street cleaning, recycling centres and a number of other services, including some leisure facilities, are impacted. There are full details on our website, highlandradio.com. 90% of French voters in Ireland chose Emmanuel Macron over his right-wing rival Marine Le Pen in France's presidential election. Macron secured a second term in office. He's the first French president to do so in 20 years. He secured 58.5% of the vote. Lara Marlow is France correspondent with the Irish Times. She says EU leaders will be relieved.
Not only stability, I mean, Macron has done more for Europe than frankly, any leader I can remember, with the possible exception of Angela Merkel. And even then, she was quite timid and reluctant to do big things. I mean, Macron has really changed Europe a lot in the last 5 years. And I think that if he has a place in history, it will be as a leader of Europe.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic football. And on the ladies' front, four Donegal players have been included in the National League Division 1 Team of the Year. Evelyn McGinley, Nicole McLaughlin, Captain Niamh McLaughlin and Karen Guthrie have all been named. There are three survivors from last year's team, with McGinley and Guthrie honoured again, along with Dublin's Hannah Turrell. Meath's march to a very first Division 1 title has been rewarded with the inclusion of seven players on the top flight selection. Goalkeeper Monica McGurk is joined on the team by Mary-Kate Lynch, team captain Shauna Ennis, Emma Troy, Orla Lally, Vicky Wall and Emma Dugan. The players will receive their awards at Croke Park on Friday evening, the 6th of May. Donegal, of course, start their Ulster Championship campaign against Cavan, with the game scheduled to be played next Sunday in Brewster Park and Enniskillen. Well, the focus of the Donegal men's team is now very much on an Ulster semi-final with Cavan in under 2 weeks' time. On Championship Sunday in Ballybuffet, Donegal turned up the heat in Armagh with a 116-12.1, sending the Orchard County to the qualifiers. Patrick McBerty hit the back of the net for the home side in the second half, where there were several impressive performances from the likes of Michael Murphy, Jason McGee, Shane O'Donnell and Ryan McHugh, just to name a few. Donegal All-Ireland winner in 2012, Eamon McGee, feels this side can win big this year.
If Donegal get everybody playing well, and they've have a defensive system now, the talk was about the defensive, it's weak, but it's sorted now. And if they can get everybody playing well and everybody playing to, it's not Ulster Donegal should be talking about, it's further ahead. You know, Ulster's well within their grasp, and you know, we need to start considering ourselves. When you see what Tyrone did last year, yeah. Like, I would put Donegal a level above Tyrone, and Tyrone went and won in All-Ireland, so definitely in Ulster. And you know, if they get everybody going well, there's definitely an All-Ireland there.
And there will, of course, be more championship talk tonight on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney will be joined by Donegal boss Declan Bonner, Armagh's Oisin McConville, and we'll also be speaking to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. The DL debate after the news at 7 tonight here in Highland and podcasted on highlandradio.com as well. Meanwhile, four Donegal players have made the GAA team of the week after their performances yesterday. Goalkeeper Sean Patton, fullback Brendan McCall, Michael Langan and Michael Murphy were all named in the 15 earlier today. And Michael Murphy has also been nominated in the Player of the Week category. The other two nominees, along with the Donegal captain, as Galway's Paul Conroy and Wicklow's Kevin Quinn. Cork and Kerry meet in the final of the Munster Under 20 Football Championship this evening. There's a 7:30 start in Tralee. The winners of the game will play the Ulster champions Tyrone in the All-Ireland semi-finals. Cross-channel football. Everton have contacted the Professional Game Match Officials Board to register their unhappiness with the officiating during yesterday's Merseyside derby. Their 2-0 defeat at Anfield leaves them inside the Premier League's bottom three with six games to play. Everton are unhappy that referee Stuart Atwell didn't give a penalty for a perceived foul on Anthony Gordon. Last month, Everton received an apology from referees chief Mike Riley following a complaint over decisions in their clash with Manchester City. Leeds boss Jesse Marsh admits he's looking forward to renewing his rivalry with Patrick Vieira when they face Crystal Palace in the Premier League tonight. The pair fell out during their time managing in the MLS, with Vieira refusing to shake the hands following a game between their opposing New York sides back in 2016. Despite that, Marsh says he has plenty of admiration for the Frenchman.
When he first made the decision to come to MLS, we were all excited to have somebody of his stature in the league. And then when he came to New York City FC, it meant that I had to hate him. And we had some heated moments, but I think over time we grew to really respect each other.
Roy Keane is being linked with a return to management. Hibernian are said to be considering an approach for the former Republic of Ireland midfielder, with a view to the Cork native becoming their new boss. The Scottish Premiership club sacked Sean Maloney just after 4 months in charge last week. Keane recently turned down the chance to take over English League One side Sunderland. The K Club has been confirmed as the host venue for golf's Irish Open for 3 of the next 5 years. The Kildare course will stage the event in 2023, 25 and 27. It's only hosted the Irish Open once before, when Rory McIlroy was crowned the winner, and that was in 2016. Finally, in snooker, Stuart Bingham is through to the World Championship quarterfinals. The 2015 Crucible champion beat 2020 finalist Kyron Wilson 13-9 this afternoon. Bingham will face the winner of the Judd Trump Anthony McGill tie, which Trump leads 10 frames to 6. John Higgins is also in the last 8, or through to the last 8 in Sheffield, following a 13-7 victory over Naipan Sinkim. And the four-time champion will play the winner of Jack Lewowski and Neil Robertson. The winner of that match will progress. At the moment, Robertson is leading there 9-7. That's your sport, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A new initiative has been announced for the upkeep of the public realm in the Twin Towns. Donegal County Council, along with Ballybofey and Stranraer Chamber of Commerce, will trial the initiative. It'll see a proportion of car parking charges used to maintain the town centre and a number of small, open and communal spaces. The initiative was proposed by Councillor Patrick McGowan.
I approached the Chamber of Commerce and asked them if they're interested, and they contacted the council and so on. So eventually now what happens is that money's going directly, the money that's gathered in the streets, the car parking's going directly into the chamber, and they're now going to purchase their own street sweep machine, a van, a trailer, and they will be employing a full-time person to take control, and they will also in charge them of whatever scheme people are, or whatever other resources we have to tidy towns and that, and to try and coordinate a whole sort of clean-up to the town, but also carry out improvements like the pound and any fences, stone walls, flower boxes. I'm sure a lot of towns would like to get this as well, but really the money's gathered locally and it stays locally, and that's important for a lot of the businesses in the town that question why would their customers have to pay, you know, car parking charges.
Councillor Patrick McGowan there. Well, the forecast might ever tell us it'll be dry this evening with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, a light east to northeast breeze. Tonight, staying mostly dry with clear spells, one or two isolated light showers. Some mist and fog patches will develop. Again, a light easterly or variable breeze. It'll stay quite cold with lowest temperatures 1 to 4 degrees Celsius, a touch of grass frost possible. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it will be largely dry and bright with some long sunny spells. Some scattered showers expected in the afternoon. Top temperatures tomorrow, 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate easterly breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief. The skipper of Donegal's newest pelagic vessel says the industry must fight back after claiming civil servants are bringing the sector to its knees. However, Donegal Senator Niall Bailey says he believes there is a solution there to the ongoing controversy over the weighing of fish in Killybegs. He says it needs calm heads and cooperation to make it work. Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses after one of their cars was damaged by a group of people. The police had been responding to a crash in the Creggan area of the city yesterday. 2,240 new COVID-19 cases reported today, 1,058 of them confirmed by PCR tests. Nationally today, there were 535 COVID-19 patients in hospital. Latest Letterkenny University Hospital figures show 22 infected patients there, three of them in intensive care. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 25th of April. The death has taken place of Kathleen Fury, née Brogan, Kilrain Upper, Glenties. Kathleen's remains will leave Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, at 6 o'clock this evening, going to her residence. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Margaret Brown, née McCrory, Listillion, Letterkenny. Margaret's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. That can be viewed on the Irish Martyrs Facebook page. Interment afterwards in St. Patrick's Church Cemetery, Drumkeen, arriving at approximately 2:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. Rosary both evenings at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Alice Boyle, née Gannon, 14, Hillview Park, Castledurg. Alice's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of James Maguire, 36, Summerhill Court, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, tomorrow evening from 5:30 with removal at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Pete Connolly, Dramahy Park, Ardra. His remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 5 o'clock, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:30. Funeral Mass there on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eddie McGarrigle, 17, Melmount Gardens, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Muscular Dystrophy, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Hugh Benedict McGarrigle, 11, Carrickley Road, Strabane, formerly of 7 Butcher Street. His remains are reposing at his son Anthony's home at 6 Hillmount Grove, Strabane. Funeral leaving Anthony's home tomorrow afternoon at 1:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Brigine Doherty, née Farran, Grove Cottages, Muff. Everyone is welcome to pay their respects at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home this evening from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass will be celebrated at the Church of the Sacred Heart, Muff, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Kathleen Rutherford, née Shields, Clock Finn, St Johnson. The house is strictly private, please. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Tony Kelly, 6 Drummond Court, Strabane, and formerly of Main Street Convoy. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Helen McLaughlin, née McDade, Fairview, Bray Road, Burnfoot, and formerly of Glasselt, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Helen's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of John B. Coyle, Church Terrace, Moville. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Pius X Church, Moville. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 5 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to iCare, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Anne McGee, Arden's Gwydor, originally of Glasgow. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home until Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Patrick's Church, Meanawheel, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Kieran Rorty Funeral Director Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.